USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying the deadly shooting at a U.S. Navy base in Pensacola, Florida, appears to be a terrorist attack.
I don't want to prejudge the investigation, but it appears that this may be someone that was radicalized, whether it was here or, it's unclear if he's got any ties to any other organizations.
O'Brien saying on CBS's Face the Nation, it's not yet known if the Saudi military officer accused of killing three people Friday was acting alone. There have been reports that a second man video recorded the attack. Today, the Justice Department watchdog is to release a report reviewing the origins of the investigation into Russian election interference and the Trump campaign. The report will conclude that there was enough evidence to begin the investigation, although there were some missteps in the process. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At least five people have been killed and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after two of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when two tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive. The Kennedy Center honors recognizing actor Sally Field, singer Linda Ronstadt, Sesame Street, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and Earth, Wind, and Fire at a ceremony last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren making close to $2 million during the two decades that she worked as a private lawyer. The Massachusetts Senator's campaign updating her legal work page to detail income she earned from each case. That's, of course, after she's been slamming the rich, saying they should be paying much more in taxes. Miss South Africa is the new Miss Universe. Host Steve Harvey feeling that same old embarrassment. Zozobeanie Tunzi won the title last night in Atlanta. Harvey had a flashback to the 2015 pageant when he infamously announced the wrong winner, though this time he got the national costume contest winner wrong because of a problem with the teleprompter. Walmart's apologizing for advertising a Christmas sweater that appears to show Santa about to snort cocaine. Yeah, Walmart's pulled the sweater that was on its Canadian website. The front of the sweater mostly filled with a cartoon Santa holding a straw, smiling over a table laid with three lines of the drug. A Walmart official telling Global Canada News the sweaters were sold by a third-party vendor and, quote, do not represent Walmart's values and have no place on the company's website. You can check out our website. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.